radio station you can hear loud and clear day and night on FM or 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM, and it's 1:34. Hi there, I'm Mary Lynn.
And I'm Ryan Monahan.
It is very hot out there. Your Connect FM three-day forecast coming up. So a woman, 61-year-old woman who travels frequently, got fed up. Apparently, you know, she's been dealing with the TSA agents quite a bit. She got so fed up that she literally groped a female TSA agent who was, I don't know, giving her a pat down or whatever. Maybe she just wanted to, she just lost it and groped the TSA agent, and now she is in hot water. We do have Elizabeth Kelly now with us. Elizabeth is a criminal defense attorney, and she's been on the show before. Elizabeth, what do we know about this case so far?
Well, what we do know about her is that she is a 61-year-old woman, no prior record of any kind, by all accounts a law-abiding, upstanding citizen, gainfully employed, a frequent flyer, and like many Americans at the airport, after being gratuitously groped by a TSA agent, she was mad as hell and she wasn't going to take it anymore.
So she grabs the TSA agent's breast, right, and kind of twists it and whatever. And now she's being charged with criminal sexual assault, right? Or is it, what is it?
Felony sexual assault. Yes.
It just seems so unfair because people who've tried to say, I'm being assaulted by the TSA agents can't seem to get that. But the tables are turned because they're a federal agent.
Yes, and this woman, in turn, reversed the tables once more. And it seems to me that probably what's going to happen with this case is that the charges are going to be significantly reduced, if not dismissed altogether. I'm sure her attorney is going to raise some type of provocation defense, but in the meantime, thousands of people have literally jumped to her defense on Facebook, all across the blogosphere, and she represents the frustration that so many of us feel when we go to the airport and we have really no choice but to submit to these invasive, demeaning procedures. Mm-hmm. And I go back to that horrible incident a few weeks ago where that poor 90-year-old woman was forced to surrender her adult diaper, otherwise she couldn't fly. Everyone wants to keep our airport safe, our borders safe from terrorism and other incidents, but not at the cost of our personal privacy, liberty, and dignity.
And it just seems like it's going to get worse because we keep hearing about terrorists coming up with ideas of like, oh, we're going to, now we're going to put bombs in the bodies of people. And we'll, for women who want to get, we'll make it seem like they're getting a breast implant, but we're going to put bomb materials in there. It almost seems like it's going to get worse before it gets better, Elizabeth.
Well, and I think at some point it's actually the airlines who may start objecting and objecting vociferously to all these procedures, because I know more and more people, and I'm sure you know more and more people, who are deciding that on certain trips it's just easier to drive or take a train rather than to fly. Yeah. And these procedures are one of the major reasons why.
There was a woman who was charged not too long ago because she wouldn't let the TSA agents pat down her daughter, her 6-year-old daughter.
Yeah, and that point is very, very well taken. We all wish that these TSA agents could exercise some discretion, and I know that they are just doing their jobs. They are following orders from above. But it's gotten way out of control, absolutely way out of control.
Well, and so do individuals have the right? We're talking with criminal defense attorney Elizabeth Kelly. So the agents can slap a felony charge on this woman for touching a TSA agent. What's the record for people who are trying to sue TSA agents when they feel that they have been inappropriately appropriately touched.
You may remember last fall when TSA unveiled these new procedures with virtually no public input or comment that a group of pilots sued or threatened to sue TSA over their being subject to pat-down searches.
Mm-hmm.
And very quickly and very quietly, TSA revamped its procedures. So the groundswell is growing, the backlash is growing, and I think TSA is going to have to regroup because incidents like this just inflame the public.
Yeah. And how difficult is it for a person to, you know, like the 90-some-odd-year-old woman who was in a wheelchair and you know, that they made her remove the adult diaper and, you know, those kinds of things. It almost seems like it's a complicated process to get a complaint in. And it's always the same answer. Oh, we'll look into that. Oh, we'll look into that. Oh, we'll you know, we'll see what we can do about that.
And TSA, in response to this, said, well, we did give her a choice. The fact of the matter is she didn't feel as if she had a choice. Right. She felt as if she were delivered an ultimatum and she couldn't fly unless she submitted to this horrible and demeaning act, yeah, which makes my skin crawl and my blood boil every time I hear about it or speak about it.
Yeah.
I analogize this to when law enforcement pulls you over for a traffic violation. You really don't feel as if you have any choice. You really don't feel as if you are free to leave, because you're probably not.
Mm-hmm.
And if you voice any opposition, if you put up any type of resistance, this can be blown way out of proportion, mm-hmm, and you can be charged with yet another crime, like obstruction of justice, or if you are in the midst of trying to negotiate a plea, law enforcement is going to say, hey, he or she was acting like a twit during the time of the stop. No, we do not consent to reducing the charges. So the average citizen at the airport is in a very, very precarious position, because any type of resistance can be misinterpreted or certainly can result in the person not being able to fly.
Right. Well, it'll be interesting. I think more and more cases like this are going to come up, like you were saying earlier, Elizabeth. I think people are just getting sick of it, and they're getting tired of it. And, you know, there's even a Facebook page now in support of this woman for what she did. So, I hope you're right that the charges get dropped. But, you know, they may want to make an example out of this so that they don't have more people touching TSA agents.
Well, and examples work both ways. And my sense is that if, in fact, this case does go to trial, the jurors are going to relate to this woman, and they are going to put themselves in her shoes. You've got to remember that our system is based on individualized concepts of justice. And this woman is not some 20-year-old guy with a rap sheet as long as your arm. This is a 61-year-old woman with no record whatsoever, mm-hmm, and she simply had it up to here.
All right. Well, Elizabeth, where can folks find you online?
They, first of all, can go to my website, ElizabethKellyLaw.com. That's Elizabeth with a Z, and Kelly is spelled K-E-L-L-E-Y. They can follow me on Twitter at Celeb Court. Speaking of which, I have my own radio show called Celebrity Court, which airs every Sunday from 2 to 3 Eastern Standard Time. We count down the 5 top celebrity legal stories of the week, and you can listen online at whkradio.com.
Perfect. All right. Well, we look forward to having you back, Elizabeth. Thanks so much.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.